I've got Jack on the phone. Jack, are you there?
I am here, Eleanor. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, you went to see Jurassic World during the weekend.
Yes, I did. And I will freely admit I was being a bit of a grumble trousers about it. I'm thinking, oh, why do we need another one of these? But no, I was proven wrong. I actually ended up quite enjoying this.
Okay, so I mean, I'm a little bit of a scatterbrain. How many Jurassic films are there?
Oh, this is the fourth in the Jurassic World series and seventh overall. Yes, I know there's way too many.
Seven? My God. How did I miss so many?
Well, they bought it back in 2015 with Jurassic World.
Okay. Yeah, I remember seeing the very first one. And then I haven't seen anything except for this last one because I was offered a free ticket. So I thought, well, why not? I'll go.
Good offer, I'd say.
That's right. So when I was after the movie, I was in the bathroom and there was I overheard some girls talking and they said, oh, it's a bit boring in parts. What did you think? What do you think about that comment?
I didn't think this was boring. I think it takes a bit of time to get to the island where they're going to find the dinosaurs and meeting this family that's been shipwrecked. It takes a bit of time to get there, but I wasn't bored watching this. I found it quite thrilling at times, actually. It very much leans into the more darker monster movie elements that were in the first Jurassic Park. This movie very much brings them back. They're on an island, there's very few people around, and they are just trying to survive.
Yeah, I didn't think it was, like, I thought, well, if these girls think it's a boring movie, I obviously haven't seen many thrillers for me to, because I was jumping out of my seat for quite a lot of the movie, and I'm thinking, if they thought it was boring, I mean, I must be just seeing too many art house movies or something. So, you know, was there any standout moments in the film for you?
One in particular that was just probably one of the best sequences in Jurassic Park was these scenes where a family is on a blow-up raft going down some rapids and a T-Rex spots a free meal and is trying to get to them and they're trying to avoid it and go through the rocks and the rough waters, and it's just this really heart-pumping, grip-your-armchair moment. I loved it.
Yeah, okay. And what about, were any flaws that you noticed in the movie?
Well, it is a little bit questionable. Why do we need another one of these? Aside from obviously the monetary reasons, I'll be the first to admit, the last few Jurassic World movies I haven't enjoyed that much. And this one, aside from, say, Jonathan Bailey's character and maybe Mahershala Ali's character as well, you don't really know that much about these people. You can really tell who's going to be dinosaur food and who's going to make it off the island. So
that's right. It's always a baddie.
Yep. So you're just waiting for that moment to happen.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, exactly. And what do you recommend it? Do you think people should watch it?
Yes, I do. And if you can, my partner and I watched this in the city on the massive VMAX screens at George Street with huge sound, and we had so much fun. We had the best time going to watch this. So definitely watch this on a big, massive screen with a packed audience. It plays well to a crowd.
Yeah. And what do you think? I mean, is it PG or G?
It's a M, sent in M. 10 sequences. In 10 sequences of peril, it's been classified as.
Because when I was at the free screening, there were like young kids, like 6-year-olds there.
And I'm thinking, I saw like 3- and 4-year-olds in my one. I'm like, do they know what they're about to watch?
I know, I couldn't believe it. And there were so many people getting up and moving around in the cinema. It was like, this is a really busy cinema. Everybody's like getting up and doing stuff. And I'm thinking, are they just taking the kids out or what are they doing? But I was like, there's no way if my kids were 6, they would have not had nightmares after that movie.
No, they would have not. If I had children, there was no way I would let them watch this until they were at least 10.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, all right. Well, look, thank you very much, Jack, for your movie knowledge. And Are you going to see anything during the week for next week?
I am very excited to talk about Superman, which was lucky enough to see early last night, and I have a lot of good things to say about that.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll keep on the edge of our seats for that one.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Jack.
You have a great weekend, Eleanor.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Jack with his movie review on Jurassic World.